go, Premanandi. Shikari Govardhan ki jai. So, we have all heard that God is great. So this pastime of Krishna lifting Govardhan Kyo exhibits his greatness. And it also, many, many actually lessons are taught in this pastime of Krishna. He saw Nanda Maharaj getting ready to perform a sacrifice. So Krishna went to him and he said, "My dear father, what is this sacrifice that you're doing? What is this, some traditional thing or is it some Vedic ritual? What is this?" And Nanda Maharaj thought, "Oh, he's too young," so he just kind of ignored him. How old was Krishna at that time? Anybody know? How old? Huh? 7 years old. Very good. Yes. Thank you. 7 years old. So a young boy coming up and asking his father, you know, what's up? What's this about? So he kind of ignored him. Then Krishna said, "You know, father, saintly people, they don't hold secrets from people, especially their own kin. I'm your son. Please, you know, tell me, what's happening here? What's this about?" So he explained to him that we're Vaishyas, we're agriculturalists, so we need rain. So we're doing some sacrifice here, some in respect for Lord Indra. Show some gratitude for what he's doing for us. He's given us rain. So Krishna said, "Not necessary." He said that actually you just do your work, you just do your duty, and the result will come. You know, you don't need to worship Indra. I mean, look, is there any sacrifices being done on the ocean? So much rain is being poured onto the ocean. So, why are you wasting so much time doing this? You know, that's going to come. You just do your duty, rain will come. Don't waste your time worshiping these demigods. So Krishna, he's God, so he's very convincing. And he convinced him. So, what he said though, Nanda Maharaj, he said, "Well, actually, maybe we'll do this sacrifice for Indra now, and then we'll do one for Govardhan," because Krishna, he wanted them to worship Govardhan and the cows and the brahmanas. And Krishna, he said, "No, it's going to take too much time. Just whatever you've done so far, just offer that to Govardhan and to the cows and the brahmanas. Because Govardhan Hill is giving so much to the Vrindavan community, getting there's nice rivers and there's so much fruits and we get so much, the grass is there for the cows." So he wanted them to worship Govardhan Hill. Another point that Krishna made was that actually it's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In India there's a lot of demigod worship. But it's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Devarsa Bhutapta Nirnam Pratinam Nikinkro Nayam Rinicharajan Sarvatmaniya Sarnang Saranyam Gatobukundam Parvitakartam. That one is not indebted, one does not have to feel indebted to the demigods, to the ordinary living entities, Devarsa Bhutapta Nirnam, to the forefathers. Because when one surrenders to Krishna, then one is given everything to him. Because Krishna is within everything. So just by surrendering to Krishna, all debts are paid. No problem. So this is another point. Although we do respect the demigods because they're servants of Krishna, and sometimes people, they question, you know, is there really demigods? But it makes sense that there's demigods. Just like here in this country, there's a head leader, the president. But he doesn't get into all the details of the management in the country. There's governors, there's senators, there's mayors, there's all kinds of people that are working under him to manage the country. So similarly, Krishna, he doesn't get involved in the management, the details of the universes. So he has demigods. They do that. But the best thing to do for all living entities is to just surrender to Krishna. And then Krishna, he takes care. It's not necessary. Because generally the people that do worship the demigods, They are worshipping the demigods to get some material benefit. It's not out of love. But with Krishna, devotees of Krishna, they worship Krishna not to get anything. As I think it was Prahlad Maharaj, that I don't want to do business with you. I just want to serve you. So a lot of times, people worship the demigods to get some material gain. So it's not out of love. Whereas with Krishna, devotees of Krishna, they simply want to please him. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karma jnavatam. Anukuyena krishnanu sinam bhakti uttamam. Pure devotional service means that one simply wants to please Krishna with no desire to enjoy the fruits of one's activities or mental speculation. Also in the Bhagavatam, in the first canto, savaya pung sang paro dharmo, yato bhakti adhoksite, ahaiti kyapayati yatav, yama supasiditi. That the supreme occupational duty for all mankind is that by which one can engage in loving devotional service. And such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So this is what the soul is looking for, this satisfaction. And this is the only place where one will find complete satisfaction in devotional service, in pure devotional service to Krishna. Worshipping the demigods, you may get some material benefit, but not satisfaction of the heart. And this is what we all want. Yes? This is what everybody wants. Satisfaction of the heart, satisfaction of the mind. So that comes through devotional service. And the devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan, in this Leela, they weren't interested in worshipping the demigods. This is all Krishna's play. Pastimes of Krishna. Their heart and soul was simply in pleasing Krishna. So it was Krishna's play to have this pastime. Nanda Maharaj and all the residents of Vrindavan, they're not interested in worshipping Indra. Only in serving Krishna. But Krishna, he likes to play. So he was playing along. And what happened was, he convinced them to not worship Indra. Indra became very angry. What are these residents of Vrindavan listening to this talkative child, this little boy, thinks he's some big personality, and I'll show them. So Lord Indra, he's the demigod in charge of the weather, so he sent torrents of rain down onto the residents of Vrindavan. And what did the residents of Vrindavan do? They all took shelter of Krishna. Krishna, please save us. We're being drenched by this Indra. Can't imagine how much water he was pouring. It's described that pillars of water was coming down. It was coming down like an arrow. So it's very powerful. It's like they had this sandy storm recently in New York City. But that's nothing. Lord Indra, he sent the what clouds? What the name of the clouds? Sanvartaka. Big clouds. Yeah. They were sending so many. So much water was being sent down. And they were, the residents of Vrindavan, they were in big anxiety. So they took shelter of Krishna. And Krishna said, no problem. It's okay. I'll take care of this. So he lifted Govardhan Hill. Like in the world right now, there's somebody that has the world weightlifting champion. He's the world weightlifting champion. I think it's about 600 pounds, something like that. So Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. I don't know how heavy it was, but it was heavy. So Krishna still holds the world record for weightlifting. Very strong. And it's not that, when these guys are lifting these weights, I mean, they're just like struggling, they're getting up there, and then sometimes they get up there and they drop it or it falls on them sometimes. They're struggling to get that weight up. But Krishna, little pinky of his left hand lifted the whole hill. For how long? 7 days. And he didn't get tired. Although the cowherd men, at one point, they said, Krishna, listen, You've been lifting the hill for so long, you must be very tired. Why don't you, you know, we'll hold it for a while. The cowherd boys, they can massage your arm a little bit, massage your finger, you know. And then, you know, you take a little break. And Krishna said, yeah, okay, that sounds like a good arrangement. So you see pictures. They got the sticks holding the Govardhan Hill. So Krishna, he just let a fraction of the weight of Govardhan Hill go upon the sticks of these cowherd men. And after a couple of moments, okay, Krishna, you've rested enough. All right, you take it now. Because it's heavy. And these are ordinary, you know, cowherd men. Krishna said, okay, I'll take it. And again, he lifted it up. So this is God. This is the greatness of God. He could lift a hill. And also manifest himself. Actually, Govardhan Hill is none different than Krishna. And sometimes people say, well, how could God be a mountain? You know? But God is everywhere. And he can do anything. Is God limited or is God unlimited? He can do whatever he wants. So he manifested, and he said, I am Govardhan Hill. And what happened was that Krishna, he said, part of the sacrifice that you should do for Govardhan Hill is you should, and the brahmanas and the cows, you should create a huge feast with glubjimans and samosas and all kinds of sweet cakes and like here, although it's much bigger probably. So Krishna, he ate all this wonderful preparations that the devotees made, and he honored that. So the devotees are very ecstatic to worship Govardhan. And right now, on this hill, is part of that Govardhan Hill. And we're going to circumambulate Giri Govardhan very soon. And it's none different than worshiping Krishna, than circumambulating Krishna. And just like Krishna can manifest in this Govardhan Hill, he can manifest in the deity. In the Bible, it said that God, he manifests in the burning bush. God spoke in the burning bush. And Moses, I believe he worshipped the bush. Yeah. So God appears in many, 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 many ways. So this is another wonderful way that Krishna manifests. So this is a very auspicious day. This is the actual day that Krishna did it. And today, much earlier actually, thousands and thousands and thousands of devotees there are worshipping Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan, circumambulating. Like Savas said, they pay obeisances. And then they put the rock there, and some of them have 1,008 rocks. They pay obeisances 1,008 times in the same spot. And then they move to the next spot. So they do these austerities. Because they know this is Krishna. Yeah. This is their sincerity. This is their devotion. So this transcendental stone here, Giri Govardhan, is there. So we're very fortunate. We can worship him with great devotion. And we should pray to Giri Govardhan today for sincerity so that we can also please him. This is the perfection of the human form of life. Generally, people in this material world, they think the perfection of life is to satisfy my senses and my mind. But it's just frustration. The satisfaction of the soul is in serving Krishna. Yeah. So this is a day that we should pray. Actually, we should always pray for sincerity so that we can please Krishna, so that we can get out of this bodily conception of life and understand our real spiritual nature. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Should we ask for questions, or maybe one or two? Any questions anybody has? Yes.
Forgive me a little bit why, if Nana Maharaj
The question is Nanda Maharaj, he thought that Krishna wouldn't understand why they were performing this sacrifice. So if that were the case, then why would Nanda Maharaj and all the residents of Vrindavan take shelter of Krishna, this seven-year-old boy who he thought wouldn't be able to understand, you know, why they were doing the sacrifice? Well, because ultimately, Nanda Maharaj and all the residents of Vrindavan, in the core of their heart, knew that Krishna is actually the cause of all causes and can give complete protection to everyone. And they saw, they had already seen so many amazing pastimes of Krishna where he was almost killed and he was, you know, by some amazing arrangement, he was protected. So they're all devotees of Krishna, therefore they took shelter of him. Seen so many miraculous things that have already taken place. So, God is not an ordinary person. And the more we take shelter of Krishna and try to serve him, this will also be revealed to us. You know, right now we can't see the form of Krishna standing before us because of impurities. But actually, it's natural for us all to see Krishna. It's only because we have these cataracts. We have these material desires that we can't see Krishna always. Yeah. But this is natural. We're actually diseased if we can't see God always. And this process of Krishna consciousness is for purifying the mind, purifying the heart, so that we can be normal again. The normal people, the normal living entities, or in the spiritual world, where they're always seeing Krishna. The people who want to neglect Krishna, forget Krishna, then that's this world, where people want to forget him. So we're fortunate, because now we're trying to understand God. We're trying to see God again. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he made a very nice statement. He said, we should not try to see God. We should try to act in such a nice way, such a God-conscious way, that God wants to see us. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. This is our acharya. So, we know how to act. We're getting so much information from the Bhagavad Gita, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the acharyas, from Srila Prabhupada. We're knowing, we're learning how to act. So we should take this to heart. And if we take this to heart and really give our hearts to Krishna, then we don't have to stay in this prison house of material life anymore. We can go back to the spiritual world and we can eternally, you know, get the darshan of Giri Govardhan in the spiritual world. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So now we'll do the circumambulation of Govardhan Hill. Hare Krishna.